You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. 713-780-3776. So, the Cleveland Indians. I don't. What do you think about this name?
It's out there.
I don't know. The Guardians. The Cleveland Guardians.
You can ask yourself what the association with Cleveland is, but then I could ask myself, why were you the Indians for so long? I guess, I don't know what went into it. It does sound very generic. Like, would you think you'd pick something more closely associated with the city? But I'm not sure what a nickname this would be for the city.
Maybe, like, they're just trying to get as far away from the Indian moniker as possible.
I imagine that's the case, but when you have the opportunity, look, I'm not going to get upset about your new nickname, but when you have the opportunity, is there something in Cleveland's background why Guardians make sense of the city? I don't know. I don't know anything about Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't either. Are they the Guardian of, I don't know.
Guardians of the West? I don't know. I don't know. I would be interested to get into, I'm sure they have some reasoning, at least you hope so. I'm sure there's some literature out there on the website about why they chose it. I just don't know what the association is. But as I mentioned, I didn't know why they were so closely affiliated with Indians either.
I think it was they were the Chiefs of the Cuyahoga. Wasn't that from the Major League Baseball movie? They called them
maybe.
The Cuyahoga River, something like that.
Possibly.
Yeah. That's why they were the Indians from the Cuyahoga.
Okay. I don't know. I'm sure they'll explain it if they haven't already why they chose it, or they might just say, "Hey, it was better than calling ourselves what we were calling ourselves."
Yeah.
So there's a video on Twitter narrated by Tom Hanks, I believe, talking about why changing it to the Guardians. So
yeah, it came directly from, at this point, still the Indians Twitter account. I wonder when, I guess the change will go into effect officially next year. But yeah, Tom Hanks, the Black Keys are playing the music underneath. It's about 2 minutes long. You know, all the shots of Cleveland, the fans, the history of the Cleveland, now Cleveland Guardians. And they explain it, I guess. We'll see. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine. The Guardians.
And it'll take some getting used to, like all name changes do. I mean, when the Oilers changed to the Titans, you know, okay, we'll get used to it.
Well, in the same city, you know, the Bullets to the Wizards.
Yeah.
You know, I can see it. I can see this going to be a little difficult. The Cleveland Guardians. Okay.
Anytime there's a name out of the ordinary, like when New Orleans changed their name to the Pelicans, we're like, the Pelicans?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And someone point out Guardians sounds like that's the name of an XFL team.
Yep, there you go. I could see that.
Because, you know, all those off-brand, sorry, John, all those off-brand
leagues. What's the matter with being the name of a, I think it sounds great.
All those off-brand leagues have names like this, Defenders, Crusaders, Guardians.
Renegades.
Yeah, it's stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Roughnecks.
I like the Roughnecks.
The Guardians name is associated with the Guarduans of traffic statues in Cleveland.
Oh, there you go. There is a Cleveland connection.
Guardians of traffic. He misspelled it. Larger than life Art Deco statues above Cleveland's Lorraine Carnegie Bridge popping up all over the city.
That was some of the imagery in the video, I think. I didn't know what it was about because I couldn't hear it at the time. But, yeah, if you write it, what are the Guardians of Cleveland? The Guardians of Transportation are mythic figures carved into pylons on either end of a Cleveland bridge. Look, the nickname only should matter to the fans. And if that's something they like, and the Guardians of Transportation is a big deal there, then great. I mean, it's not like they're called the Cleveland Ohioans like they could have done like the Texans did.
Well, that's the greatest name ever.
Yes,
the Cleveland Ohioans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mimicking what we have
just
done
makes
here.
Sense.
Yes.
So they have all kinds of all these statues, I guess, are called the Guardians.
So that would. At least that is something that makes sense for their city.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully their logo will be as good as the last logo.
Yeah, that logo came under fire.
It came under fire a lot, but it was just like a...
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. The giant red face, maybe?
Well, and the goofy face.
It was the goofy smile face that I like. I love the goofy face.
The giant red face and the big teeth were all things that people at some point said, hey, could you change that? From what I've seen, the initial logo looks to be a baseball with the, like, apparently some of the statues have. Have you ever, you remember, what's the, I can't describe it. Like, if you've ever seen the old look for Thor where he has the wings on his helmet, that type of helmet,
Yeah,
it looks like a baseball with those type of wings because that's what those Guardians
that's
look
not
like.
A bad logo.
Yeah, so far, I don't know if that'll be that'd the be permanent cool. one, but that's what I saw in the video.
That's cool. No, that'll be good. Yeah. I'm watching the video, the Tom Hanks thing. It'll be interesting to see how this catches on. I'm going to get me a Guardians.
I'm going to get a hat for sure.
Yeah. That's going to be cool.
You know what? You got to take a break.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, speaking of hats, so my son's 16, and he's all about getting cool-looking hats to wear. And he calls them, I don't know, kids lingo. It's sick, man. That's sick. So I got a big hat collection, hats that are 25 years old. He gets this hat from Super Bowl 30 that had the Steelers and Cowboys logo on it. He goes, oh, that hat's sick. Let me wear it. And I'm like, you better not lose that hat, man. It's a souvenir.
Did he lose it?
No, he
bought it back. Oh, dude. That's a Super Bowl 30.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be worth anything, the Steelers and Cowboys.
Was that the Brown, the Super Bowl.
O'Donnell
threw the two interceptions.
Two interceptions, Neil O'Donnell. Yep. That was a crap Super Bowl. So that ain't gonna be worth anything. Don't worry about it. You can lose a kid. Don't worry about it. All right, we're taking a break. Rob, you'll be SEC realignment. He wants to talk about that. Anybody else wants to get in? And if you want to get in on this subject, 713-780-3776 to get in here and talk about this. On the Friday, it's a holiday show. Bob Slovac sitting in for Lance. He'll be back on Monday right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/love. That's forhims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
Fred Fowler from The Blitz here, and maybe you're hoping to do some traveling this summer and driving around and seeing some places. Well, how about you get your brakes fixed before you get out on the road? And the only place to go is New Brakes, NUBRAKES.com. Here's the cool thing. They come to you. They're convenient. They're 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. And they'll come to your house. They'll come to your work. And they'll fix your brakes while you do whatever you want to do. And they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. All you have to do is go to the website, mention ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your service. They're going to get right back to you with a transparent, surprise-free repair quote. And just join all the other Blitzers who've used New Brakes and swear by them. They were great with my mom. They were great with my son's car. They were great with my father's car. We hear that all the time. Go to newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com. Make sure you mention ESPN. You will get 10% off your service. Get on the road this summer with newbrakes.com.
It's a dance on the green, Beaumont, with Pat Green, live and in concert at 5 Under Golf, Monday, August 9th. Come spend an evening with friends as the green becomes your dance floor. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $20 at eventbrite.com and 5undergolf.com. Don't miss your chance to see Pat Green live, presented by G&G Enterprises Construction Corp. at 5 Under Golf in Beaumont, Monday, August 9th.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. We got some callers in here. Anybody else wants to get in? Let's go. We got a couple lines open, but let's get Rob in here. He wants to talk about SEC realignment. What do you say, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. So now, if this happens, and it sounds like it does, it is going to happen. Obviously, the SEC was already probably the best conference in the nation, and now it becomes not even an arguable conversation. But they go so much higher than the other conferences. What do the other conferences do to fight back? I mean, is there a move where the Big Ten tries to pull Clemson and Florida State, or, you know, how do they compete, or do they just fall so far behind that it doesn't even matter?
Well, by so far behind, what you mean?
Well, I mean, just like, I guess if the playoff expands, then it probably doesn't matter, but, I mean, the Big Ten, Pac-12, and ACC just fall so far behind it that the SEC could almost start cherry picking and break off and make a whole new league. I just don't know if you see the other conferences trying to make giant realignments to make their conference comparable to the SEC, or do you think they just stand pat and play as is?
I think the Pac-12 has got to add, because there are only 12 teams. It's going to be four 16-team conferences.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I mean, once it happens, the other conferences, add very quickly.
Yeah, I think so, too. And then we have 64. I think we're going to get to a point where only those 64 teams are going to play each other. They're not going to give the opportunities to the smaller schools. There's already been talk about that Power 5 just stays within the Power 5. And I can even see those four conferences – breaking away and just saying, we're our own division, because there is no NCAA governing body for college football. It's not run. The playoff is run by the playoff committee. It's not run by the NCAA. I can certainly see all those schools, those 64 schools. So you really want to be in. You really want to be in one of those major conferences before they break away and say that, you know, we're our own division and this is all we're going to do. And, yep. then from there on, then the other divisions have to defend for themselves.
I can see a mad scramble. Really can. I can see a mad scramble happening.
Kirk Bowles tweeted about an hour ago, prominent Big 12 source tells the American Statesman that Texas OU move to SEC is almost done. They've been working on this for a minimum of 6 months. And the A&M leadership was left out of discussions and wasn't told about it, which would imply that the SEC were making moves behind the scenes and didn't even tell one of their members, because they knew what would happen when A&M found out.
And as soon as A&M did find out, the thought is A&M told Brent Zerneman, hey, this is happening, write about it, and let's see what – we got to get this thing public so that we can get some support from legislators.
Look, I understand why the SEC didn't want A&M involved, because this was the scenario they foresaw. But if you're A&M, you're like, okay, Texas, we get everyone is wants that ability to have Texas in the conference. But you guys just went behind our back, and are we part of this conference or not?
Ooh, well,
when you point. Don't even tell us that you're adding a member, and you did it all so you can get everything squared away before we could have a say.
It's pretty underhanded, isn't it, Dale?
Yeah.
It's ugly. Hey, A&M.
Whoa.
You're in, but not really. We like you.
We're not going to let you rock the boat.
But we like Texas, too, now. So that is so far from that gentleman's agreement that the former president, R. Bowen Lofton, was talking about. You know, that the former president of A&M said, there's a gentleman's agreement in the SEC now. If you're going to bring on a school from your state, you know, you're going to have veto power, because you got to tell them that you want another school from your state in, or you can veto it. Not only can't you veto it,
we're not even going to
we're not going to talk about tell it. You it's going
to
happen.
I hope this is a lesson to any fan of a team who loves chanting SEC, SEC. A&M, can you really embrace that now if what this if this report is true, that the conference like, yeah, you're in, but we're gonna include you in things when we know you're gonna have an objection.
No, we're gonna do all that.
It, like, if this is true, you should be embarrassed if you're an A&M fan and chant SEC.
Man, you got to come back with some backlash.
Why you got to?
It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Like, if A&M has the success that they plan to have or hope to have this year, and let's say they win a playoff game against a major out of conference opponent, please don't chant SEC, because they have been as underhanded as possible if this is true. Do your whooping, do your thumbs and sway, and as John says, grab your junk in the middle of it.
That's what they do.
But don't chant SEC, because they clearly don't care about your opinion. Not enough when they backhandedly got your biggest rival into the conference. Stop it.
Now that you're saying this, Dale, I really want to hear what Aggies have to say about it. You know what?
Yes. Now, Kurt Bowles covers Texas, so you may just think he's a liar and full of it, so because that's just how you guys roll. But if this is true, how do you feel? Are you still all – like, you got to be all in. You're not going anywhere. You're in that conference. But is a little bitter in your mouth,
yep,
the chant SEC now? Because you know you guys have done it. When they did this to you, it's juice. I love it.
This is your favorite.
It's my favorite. College football BS and pettiness is my favorite. Come on. Think about it. Texas, I'm just telling you right now, A&M, Texas is more important to them than you. That's what it is.
That's what it looks
like.
Well,
the combination of Texas and OU.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if it was an OU thing, they would have included you in the discussion. Like, but they knew what
you... No, they knew they couldn't include A&M in the discussion of Texas with Texas and OU involved. They could.
They could. And how does that work?
Now, they are going to separate their divisions, though. They're going to do that for them, it looks like.
Well, the pod thing, you still have to play them. Look.
But that's okay. Every other year, Texas and A&M play?
I think for us, it's great. But for A&M people to know that the conference you have been lauding, and you heard Ross Bjork talk about how the SEC is such a big deal to them, that identity of being the only one in the state to be in it. And meanwhile, Greg Sankey's like, hope they don't find out we did all of this without their knowledge, because we didn't want them to scuttle it.
Hope they don't find out. What did they think? It happened yesterday?
True. That point made, but they purposely left you out of the discussion and had it all but done. This wasn't exploratory. Like, the news, you breaking the news and trying to find a way to stop it. You thought you were doing something, but really, this is all done and dusted. And you didn't know anything about it until apparently somebody from a Board of Regents let you know about it. I'm just saying, if I ever hear you chant SEC again, it's clownish behavior. Because they love Texas. They love you more. They love Texas more than they love you.
No. Yes, the combination.
No. Look, Oklahoma is a prominent brand, and on the field, they're great. But this is about Texas.
Why you gotta make it's the true. Aggies feel so bad about
it's
themselves?
True. Listen, look.
Can you not?
I'm not saying anything that isn't real. When your beloved conference has decided to get this done behind your back, so you can't get in the way of it, it tells me they love new boo more than they love old boo, and you're not even that old.
What? How long? 9 years now? They've been
since
in the
12 or 11 or something 12, like
11
that.
11 or 12? Yeah. 10 years. That's not long.
No.
The SEC's been around since the, what, 30s, 20s?
Well, you'll tell it for all to listen. A&M, you're the first wife. They're upgrading.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Well, sorry.
We found it.
Sorry. SEC has been dipping into Texas for players for a year. They dipped into Texas for a team, and they're like, you know what? There's the hotter, younger one over there. We'll take her now, too. And look. You'll get alimony, but we love her.
Oh, you're going to get paid.
You're still going to get paid, but we love her more.
Yeah. No question. Let's get Biscuit in here. Let's talk about what this means to the Cougs. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, man, top of the morning to you, John. Hey, man, using your analogy, man, be careful when on that new upgrade, because what happens to the Longhorn Network now? And UT is one of the type of schools that, even if they're in a conference, they're all about themselves, and I don't, man, this is going to be interesting. But my question to you, John, is, and being here in Houston, does this open up the door for the Cougars to get into the Big 12 now?
I think the Big 12 is going to disband, Biscuit. I think the Pac 12 is where
maybe the Pac 12.
Well, the Pac 12 is where they should. That's where they should probably focus their attention. I think the powers that be. I would be surprised if Pez and Dr. Couture weren't all in on, you know, calling the Pac 12 and saying, look at our television market. The thought was, I think the Pac 12 maybe had aspirations for Texas and OU at the there, because mm-hmm. there was talk about Texas and OU heading to the Pac 12. So now that that's done deal, that they're going to the SEC, or at least looks like it's a done deal. Now you're looking at markets. Now who's attract? Is, you know, they could add four teams. Okay, in order, what teams are most attractive to the Pac-12? Oklahoma State, TCU, Houston, and Tech. What teams which teams are most attractive? And you know what? The Houston market, since, you know, A&M and Texas could both claim, well, we've already got the Houston market, so, you know, you don't need University of Houston. We don't want University of Houston along because we carry the Houston market. Well, they're not in it now. So the Pac-12 might say, hey, Houston looks pretty good over there, that big market. We could use it. We could certainly use those television eyes. And we've already got an example of, you know, Houston in the West with the Astros. We got to put up with 9 o'clock baseball games that last till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're doing okay with it. So, you know, Houston might be just as attractive, or even more attractive, than Oklahoma State. You know, what market does it bring? Obviously, TCU would be attractive because it brings Fort Worth and Dallas. I don't know what kind of attraction they'd have for Baylor. And Texas Tech brings them attraction because it's big and it's a state school and it's out west. It's closer geographically for all those schools. It doesn't bring a big market, though, that's for sure. I think Houston would be very attractive to the Pac-12.
I know, Biscuit. I think what John just said, because of the Houston TV market, U of H, when this shuffling all starts happening, they're in a good position to end up in a big conference, and the Pac-12 would be the perfect one to go to.
I guess the only downside would be, like John said, the times and the travel money, I guess, playing, you know, Arizona State, you know, Oregon State, you know. But I think this is good for U of H, I believe.
I think it could be too. I think if Texas and OU went to the Pac-12, that would be the death knell for U of H in a major conference. But this actually does. It looks like it could possibly play out. Maybe because we're homers and we're looking at it from the with our Houston colored glasses on, with our red glasses on. Maybe we're being a little unrealistic. But you know what they care about? Eyeballs.
I'm telling you right now. You know Chris Pezman. I know Chris Pezman. I guarantee he's on the phone.
Oh, absolutely.
He's on the phone right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if he hasn't been, then that's on him. And I would imagine, well, that woke every school up yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. It's a scramble.
Yesterday,
I'm telling you, man, it's a scramble.
Woke every school up. There's no question about that. 713-780-3776. Anything else you guys want to talk about, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. So 82% of you listening will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. 82% of you will note that if you're hiring, ZipRecruiter finds qualified people for your job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And 82% of you will remember that you can try ZipRecruiter for free. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Lance Erlein here. It used to take you 15 hours, sometimes more, to get a homeowner's insurance quote. How about 15 seconds? That's all it takes with a brand new system from TGS Insurance. Get a firm quote in 15 seconds when you text MONEY to 232323. That's MONEY to 232323. Stop giving your money away with your homeowner's insurance and save today by going with A-rated insurance companies for much, much less. Go to TGSinsurance.com for more information. And more importantly, take out your phone right now and text MONEY to 232323.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the biggest Callaway trade-in event of the year. Starting this Thursday through Sunday, bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 75% trade-in bonus towards new Apex Irons and Epic Woods. Both the Apex and Epic families are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Go to worldwidegolfshops.com or call the store nearest you to schedule your free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
The CONCACAF Gold Cup semifinals are coming to Houston. This electrifying match features the region's top nations competing in a must-win to punch their ticket to the 2021 final. Will Mexico return triumphantly and advance in their quest for another Gold Cup? Don't miss the action, and the region's biggest stars like Irving Chucky Lozano, Hector Herrera, and Jonathan Dos Santos compete for North America's top soccer prize Thursday, July 29th at NRG Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and start as low as $40. Visit GoldCup.com for more info.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. See you, Bo. Bo works here. You covered him at Lamar, out of high school?
Out of high school and playing at Lamar University back in the late 80s, maybe around 90. But Bo was a middle linebacker, man. He could hit.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He looks like he still can hit you. He can still hit you. And that was back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit. Tim Melton.
Sure.
I love Tim.
Tim's the best, man. Yeah. I still talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. He's doing great. Now, he had a health issue, he had to leave.
Yeah, and he retired. But he still lives up in the Woodlands with his wife, Sandy, and doing well. Still gets around, works out when he can. But he's doing good. And Tim was the best, man. I worked with Tim 15, 16
You were
years.
The kid on the squad, right?
That's the weirdest thing. When I got here in 1998, I was the young guy. And I was in my early 30s, but you know, Tim and Bob had been here forever, and they were older, and I was a young guy. And then by the time I left,
Where did you come from?
I was in Phoenix for 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
I was out there.
I loved Phoenix. I didn't work in Phoenix. I lived there for 3 years.
But yeah, Phoenix is a good place. You were in Flagstaff, weren't you?
That's where I started.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I went up to Flagstaff from Phoenix, yeah.
So I was at the ABC station in Phoenix for 3 years and had a great time, but the station wasn't the best. I had 4 news directors in 3 years. That tells you how the station was going. Right. So I wanted to come back to Texas because I grew up in Dallas, and so I was like, I look for a job in Dallas or Houston, and the one opened in Houston. I landed the job, and Houston's home now. I've been here 23 years, and you know, I love it down here.
Yeah.
This is the best.
Yeah. Where did you grow up in Texas?
In Dallas.
In Dallas.
Right in the center. People always go, well, what suburb? I go, no, I lived right in the center of Dallas by White Rock Lake, on the east side. Now, Highland Park's on the west side, the big, you know, the nice area.
So
I was on the east side.
You are a closet Cowboy fan?
You know what? I'm going to say yes, but I'm what I would term a realistic Cowboy fan. Mm-hmm. If they suck, they suck. I'm not starting every year going, they're going to the Super Bowl, and I'm like, well, let's see how they are. And I'm like, if they suck, they suck.
Yeah. And there's a good chance they're, again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the case for 25 years now. So
yeah, you know, you know what's going on. Jerry can't get out of his way. So right. It's like.
So give me a good Bob Allen story.
One that I can say on the radio? Because yeah. I have a good one you can't say on the radio.
Bob was something.
Bob was the best, man. Man, I wonder if I could tell this on the radio.
Yeah, you can.
No, I better not. The best story about it was, I'm not going to say. Bob was a ladies man. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, after he was married, he had, as a matter of fact, I remember I was at a pool one time, and he's with a Texans cheerleader.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So he's married three times, and so Bob was 58. 50, he was older than 55.
I remember when he's
dating a 25-year-old cheerleader, and I'm like, and everybody's like, well, way to go, Bob.
So I remember when I first met him, but I was at a party one time, and Bob comes up and he goes, yeah, my daughter's at Georgia. I was like, you got a daughter at Georgia? Because he didn't look older than 45.
No, he looked great. He always looked good. He was good. We had fun on the road with you, man. The thing about Bob was, people would always ask me, what's Bob like? I go, Bob's just like you see him on TV, man. I go, Bob's great. I always said he was the oldest seventh grader you'd ever meet because he just loved to have seventh grade humor. Had a fart machine in the office. I mean, just stuff like that.
Who has a fart machine in their office? Del.
Bob did.
We need a fart machine. Why don't we have a fart machine like Bob Allen? Because we're not 12 years old.
That was Bob. Yeah, fun on the road with him. Now he had some great stories about the Oiler days.
Yeah, back in the day.
They were partying like Ray Childress. He told me a couple pretty risque stories about Bob Allen. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, oh my God.
Those teams, well, because he covered Pastorini and teams, and that was nuts then.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Hey, so one of my favorite pieces of film that we had at the station, and we showed it a couple of times, we actually had footage of Pastorini shoving Del Robinson out of the trailer when they got in a fight.
You guys had footage of it.
It was an old film. A guy was in the locker room, and Pastorini and Del got in an argument because the story was Del, and I love Del. He's a great guy. Pastorini had got mad at him and said he wasn't going to talk to him anymore. And apparently, Del got a quote from Pastorini from another reporter and used it. And Pastorini got ticked off about it, and they got in a fight in the locker room. And Pastorini's like, kind of shoved Del down, and he's standing over him saying, don't you ever do that, you SOB, da da da. And then he picks him up and shoves him out the trailer. It was a trailer house, out the door, and Del falls right into the feet of Bum Phillips. And Bum goes, Dan, is everything okay?
So you guys got the footage of that?
Yeah, we had it. We showed it. Bob showed it a couple of times because Bob sometimes he would like call it the ABC 13 Sports Vault, and he'd pull out all this old stuff from 25 years ago and show it, which was pretty cool. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Oh no. Well, you got a good. Dale Robertson, I thought wrote something about Pastorini and one of his women, and that's what it was. So that's why Dan wouldn't talk to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he pulled the quote, like you said.
Yeah. So that was a good one. Another story that Bob did that we ran a couple of times. Remember the imposter, the guy that was sneaking into sporting events back in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
So Dick Schaap, the famous New York ESPN sports writer, he calls Bob because he knew the guy. And he goes, Bob, I forget the guy's name. He goes, he's coming to the Major League All-Star game. 86 Major League All-Star game in the Astrodome. He goes, here's his number. Give him a call. He says he'll do a story with you. So they call him up. He's got a Mets uniform. First he's walking into the loading dock at the Astrodome. And Buzz, remember Buzz Webb, our old photographer, he meets him and puts a wireless microphone on him. And so the guy walks in with Ozzie Smith. So he walks in, the security guards, they just let him walk in. Buzz is following with the camera. He goes in, puts on a Mets uniform, goes out into the outfield to shag balls, okay? And Buzz is shooting him and everything. He's talking to all the players and everything. Tommy Lasorda caught on what was going on. Lasorda goes out into the outfield and cusses the guy into the freaking turf and, get out of here right now, you SOB, just cussing him all the way back into the dugout. The cops arrest the guy. He gets taken down to the police station.
And you had him mic'd up the whole time?
They had him mic'd up. So Bob puts together this story and, of course, bleeps out Lasorda. Oh, my God. It went national, the story did. And Lasorda, of course, saw it. Lasorda calls up the station, Bob Allen, and just gives it to him and says, "My wife's never heard me talk like that. How dare you do that?" And from then on, ABC 13 couldn't do anything with the Dodgers. Like when the Dodgers, this was back when they were playing a lot, they would come and Lasorda would go, "Anybody here from ABC 13 KTRK? If you are, get out of here right now." And Buzz was like, "We're not saying anything." So it was like a big riff from then on with Lasorda and Bob Allen.
So I'm surprised that, the dude was, I don't know if he was committing a crime per se, but he was obviously, where he shouldn't have been. And yet you guys are shooting it and you're going along and you mic'd him up and everything. That's kind of ballsy. Today you'd get in trouble for doing that.
We'd get our credentials yanked.
Yeah. Because sure. He was trespassing.
He got arrested for trespassing.
Yeah.
And we were aiding and abetting, I guess, in some way.
Well, no, you definitely would have. You knew this guy's going to, and you guys are filming it? What the? And it was filmed, by the way. It wasn't taped back then, was it?
I believe videotape just started.
Just started.
So that was good.
But. Yeah. So, wow. That's good stuff.
You ask about Tim Melton, too. The thing about Tim, when you do television, you have a teleprompter. You know, you write your scripts in, and the teleprompters, you're basically reading your scripts, looking into the camera and trying to act like you're not reading them. Tim Melton didn't use the teleprompter.
No.
Nope. He would not use it. He turned it off. But the thing he would do, he would write his scripts out for the director to follow, and Tim would almost be verbatim what he wrote without even looking. It was unbelievable. I'd be just amazed every time.
Listen, I've been sitting up there, and the prompter goes out, and you're humming, you can't find because you don't turn your pages the way. Tim was all, and he just glanced down.
He was good.
He would just glance down and look at what his notes were, and then. And be able to deliver it to the camera. He was that is unbelievable. Because I did that for 10 years, yeah, or 12 years reading a prompter. I could never do what Tim did.
No, that's unbelievable.
How good that is.
He was good. And like I said, I still talk to him every once in a while just to check in with him. He's doing well. So
yeah, good stuff. That's good stuff. Yeah, he had a real health issue for a little while there, and glad he's popped out of that. That is great. 942 ESPN 97.5. Bob Slovac hanging out in studio with us. He's got a podcast with Jason Alexander, who is not George
Costanza. Everybody says, is that Costanza? No, it's the same name.
Yeah. It's Jason Alexander who can hit it now. I played golf with him.
He's good.
He's really good. He's a pro out of Carlton Woods.
You know, that just shows you too, because I always talk to Jason about that. I go, he's so good. And he tried to make it on the tour, but wasn't quite to that level. That just talks to how good those guys on the tour are. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, how good they are. They're unbelievable. How good they are.
That's a different deal. You asked me what I'd been doing since I left. I've had so many side jobs. You know, I got into play-by-play, which is good. I wanted to do that. I worked for Burt Brocker and Texan Live last football season, and actually did some SWAC football games.
You did? Good for you.
Did a lot of high school basketball, which led to some college basketball with Rice and Lamar. And then I did some Skeeter games. I'd never done baseball before. I did some softball.
It's a lot of fill.
So I got my first taste doing U of H softball, and then the Skeeters needed some fill in. So I went and did some Skeeter stuff, which was fun because you got a lot of Odorizzi was pitching a game that I did. I mean, when he was down on rehab. And then that led to me getting a gig doing the USA Olympic softball team. They were in town a few weeks ago. Finishing up.
Yeah.
They called me up. That was actually really cool. So I'm getting more freelance work, which I hope to build up. I mean, it's, you know, it kind of comes and goes, but it's a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Yeah. Play-by-play is so much fun.
You know, because you're doing roughnecks and stuff.
I've done a lot. It's awesome. It is awesome. 943 ESPN 97.5. We got some callers. Parker, Jen, we're going to get you guys in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You want to talk about the Big 12 and the SEC. We'll do that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere. I got to talk right now, though, about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. I don't know how big your business is. I don't know what you are. You the CFO? Are you the CEO? Are you trying to grow your business? Has your business grown where now all of a sudden not one person can't do all the payroll? Now all of a sudden you do have HR issues and you're questioning what kind of, you know, how do we respond to what has happened here at our business? Are you starting to get overwhelmed? Come tax time, do Do you know all the laws? Are you familiar with the Affordable Care Act? Are you, you know, are you worried that maybe you're going to get fined because you're not doing it right? Well, all of that stuff, can be alleviated with one phone call. 281-880-6525. The peeps over at HR&P are awesome at all of that stuff. The payroll customized to your business, to the number of employees that you have, to what you're doing. The HR, which is second to none because they have all the answers. They know the rules. You don't. And then, of course, come tax time, they're awesome. They have Affordable Care Act experts in there that answer all the questions and take care of all your taxes so that you're not wasting your time doing that as opposed to selling your widgets. Whatever it is, get with our people. I'm telling you, you will love them. 281-80-6525 or hrp.net.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit hrp.net for help.
Baseball season, it comes and goes, but Crawford Bock just flows and flows. It's the Bock to drink any time of year. You don't need a reason, because it's a dang good beer. You can rock the Bock at a music festival or rodeo, Shakespeare in the Park or Lowrider Car Show. It's the Bock for bonfires and happy hour, South Padre, even your next baby shower. So share a Crawford Bock anytime with your favorite gals and bros. And when baseball season comes back, let's go Stros!
Hey guys, is something off in the bedroom? Don't just ignore it. Come on, man. What are you waiting for? Take care of it. Go to Roman.com/John now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and, most of all, discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/John and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/John now. You'll get $15 off your first month. It's really time to take care of your ED. And remember, get started today and you'll save $15 on your first order of ED treatment. GetRoman.com/John.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty then. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us. 713-780-3776. Let's get Parker first up here. What's up, Parker?
Yeah, just calling to see, you know, you guys talked about U of H joining the Big 12. Do you think that a school maybe like Nebraska or Colorado would reach out to rejoin the Big 12 to kind of, both teams had success in the conference and they haven't done well in their own conferences. Do you think that a Nebraska and a U of H would be a good addition to the Big 12, or do you think Nebraska is happy in the Big 10?
Yeah, the money in the Big 10, it's so – I don't believe Nebraska would take that chance.
They weren't happy last year. Now, that was more about the Big 10 not getting football going, and they were trying to find a way to play games out while the rest of the Big 10 was not playing football, and they had to acquiesce to the wishes of the conference. I mean, money-wise, yeah, but Nebraska has not enjoyed their time in the Big Ten.
No, but
as
money,
far as actual being able to play.
Guess what? The president and athletic director, and we're going to take the money.
Well, it's hurt their recruiting because they used to dip into Texas and California to build their roster. Why does a Texas kid want to go play in Nebraska to face Iowa? That's not you want to play Nebraska so you can play the Texas schools and things like that. I don't know. I don't think it happens because the Big Ten money is so great. Although Big Ten people aren't happy with their current commissioner, they think he's asleep at the wheel.
Yeah,
So
no, he really is.
Who knows?
He was terrible in the NFL, and he's terrible there. Yeah, I don't see it, but you know, you bring up some valid points. But they've had zero success, and they were pissed about the decision making last year to cancel the season, and they weren't listened to at all.
And they're another one of those teams who wanted to get away from Texas.
The Big 12 is so iffy, though, that
yeah, there's no set in stone thing. Yeah,
no. you got to think though, the Big 12 is calling schools like Nebraska, schools that have had like you know. Not been happy with their certain situation. I mean, if I was the Big 12, you're trying to save your conference, I'd be calling them.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can find a way to become some pseudo Big 8. I don't know. Would Colorado consider leaving the Pac-12? I mean, they have a new commission, but the Pac-12 TV deal is not great either. It's going to be a free-for-all. I don't know how I forgot what it's called, but the thing – what is it? Grant rights, what's it called?
Yeah.
How those things affect all the conferences, but it appears Texas and Oklahoma don't care about it. People think this move, obviously not this season, but sometime in the near future, those two will be playing SEC football. It's not going to take 3 or 4 years for it to get done.
No.
So maybe that stuff isn't as big of a deal as we're led to believe. I mean, it's going to be a free-for-all.
I think Houston's best chance. Well, obviously now if the Big 12 is going to stay together, but that's really iffy. I think the Pac-12 is really in play now since because of this Houston market. I really do. I think that would be awesome. Let's get Jen in here. What do you say, Jen? Jen.
Gentlemen.
How
Jim.
Are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Hey, before I get into Texas going to SEC, which I think makes this the second happiest day of my life, because the happiest day of my life was when they go to Tuscaloosa and Nick Satan and Bill O'Brien Satan line them up and say, let's light these guys up for 105. I say 105 to nothing, and I can't wait for it. And one more thing. Talking about Dan Pastorini, that's the toughest son of a bitch ever put on a chin strap. I remember one time, late 70s anyway, Dale Roberts was giving us some business and he laid him out in the locker room and they put a chalk outline on Dale Roberts. Anyway, I love it. Love your show. Have a great day. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, Bob told that story.
We had footage of it.
Do you think
Robertson, by the way.
Do you think our intern wrote gin because he thought that's what he was drinking?
Maybe. Jim?
Gin, I thought we were going to have a tonic for a second.
Jim seems to be happy every morning when he calls. I like that. I like that about him. Hey, you know what my saying is.
You can't be drunk
all day unless you start in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
You've heard that before.
Yes.
I have a goal.
we talked about Jim's point yesterday where Texas is looked at as simply a team that needs to get it together, and they're just one coach or one administration cleanup away from figuring it out and being at the top of the Big 12. There'll be a reckoning in the SEC. I don't know about 105 to nothing, but they're going to catch their beatings. Just like any team who walks in there who doesn't have the roster for it, they're going to catch some beatings.
Hell, if you struggle with Kansas a couple of times, you're going to
lose.
Wait.
They're trying to get away from Iowa State.
Just wait.
Needing miracles.
Get away from Iowa State,
and Kansas.
And TCU.
Beat them once and almost beat them again.
Iowa State always gives them trouble.
And TCU and Tech should have beat them last year probably. Texas recruiting isn't particularly the problem except at the – you know, maybe the most important thing when it comes to SEC football, the defensive line. Because you look at their recruiting rankings, the last couple of years, it's been number three in the nation. And they're probably going to, I don't know where they'll be. I think Tom Herman's last year, they were 15th because Sark had to come in. Guys got fired, recruiting changes. But the 2 years before, I think they're number three both times. So they've gotten guys in, development as a problem. And I don't think they're hitting on the biggest things in college football right now, pass rushers and wide receivers. How do you compete? Obviously, you find your quarterback, but rush a passer and get elite wide receivers. Texas hasn't done that. Until that changes, they're going to have problems. And there will be an adjustment period. I mean, Oklahoma's been the best of the Big 12 for the last decade or so. And what happens when they see the elite SEC teams in playoff games? outside of the Georgia game, LSU ran them out of the building early. Alabama did the same thing. Texas will catch some of that, too.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. It ain't going to be easy. There's going to be some. I mean, A&M found out.
Oof.
Found out playing Alabama what that's like every year. They've been catching a beating after Johnny.
Yeah.
They've been catching
That's still one of the greatest college games. I mean, they were a top
15 in the country. What did they lose, by 28 last year?
Yeah, four touchdowns. Yeah,
they lost by four touchdowns last year. That seems like a lot for the number 5 team in the country. Hey, look who's here, Gilbert.
We knew he was going to call.
Well, sure he was going to call. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Pretty good, Gilbert. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you remember me from 2013, a long time ago?
Yep, I remember you riding your bicycle around our setups and everything, Gilbert, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, can I ask you a question? Have you ever met Dan Lovett?
We talked about Dan Lovett earlier. You always want to know about Dan. I know Dan. I haven't seen him in a while. He does live here in Houston, Gilbert.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Why you don't interview him on TV like he did the Kendrick a long time ago, you know?
Why don't you interview him?
They want to interview him.
Why is that?
I don't know, Gilbert. I don't see Dan that often.
Bob Allen funeral?
Say it again, Gilbert. What was that?
Was he at Bob Allen's funeral?
You know what? There were so many people at Bob's memorial. I don't remember seeing him there, Gilbert.
But
a lot of Bob's girlfriends were there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What?
They were?
Oh, yeah. All three of his ex-wives and some of his girlfriends.
Good for Bob.
Yeah.
He had a whole morning section. Good for Bob. You don't remember if Dan was there?
I don't remember seeing him. Gilbert, I can't believe you weren't there.
Why didn't you go to Bob's?
Not a power funeral anyway, you know.
What, did you go?
No.
Why didn't you go? You don't like Bob?
It was a power funeral, you know.
It was a what?
Said it was private.
It wasn't private.
It was a memorial service, and it wasn't private. I wish you'd have been there, Gilbert.
Gilbert, you should have been there.
It was very nice.
Do a power funeral anyway, you know, so you still what you do now these days anyway, you know, we do these days anyway.
What are you doing these days anyway?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a lot of freelance work. I do play-by-play. I write articles. I teach a class at University of Houston, Gilbert.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't believe that?
Yeah, really, yeah.
I believe it.
Okay.
Well, you didn't say, you just sounded said skeptical. Why'd you say whatever?
Really that anyway?
Really?
Anyway,
what's your favorite Bob Slovac story? Did you ever go see him when he was on a remote, Gilbert?
I can't remember.
Yeah, me either. All right, well, is that it? You just wanted to hear about Dan Lovett?
Yeah, you'll put him on the show anyway someday.
Yeah,
anyway.
Put him on your show one time anyway.
You know, we'll get him on.
Yeah, he's going to get him on, New York, Gilbert. All right.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Gilbert.
Yeah. Dan Lovett. I better get him on the show sometime.
You know what?
We better get him on here because Gilbert's really worried about Dan Lovett.
He's worried about Dan. I'm going to try to get a hold of him now.
You better call him. Tell him. No, he wasn't around when you were.
No. He left in 74. I mean, I know him when he retired and came back.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, that's how I got to know him. And I like to talk to him because he knew Howard Cosell. He'd tell me Cosell stories. I'm like, that's pretty cool. You know, I just like to hear stories like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, 9:59. We knew we'd hear from. Hey, we got an Aggie on the line.
Oh,
I want to hear this side of the story, and then we'll see if we can't get a Longhorn on the other side. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.